Chapter 6. Pinocchio Goes to School. An old woman was standing on the sand next to Pinocchio. She was looking out to sea.
"What are you looking at?" asked Pinocchio.
"I am looking at an old man called Geppetto," replied the woman. "He went to sea in a little boat, but the sea is very rough."
Pinocchio jumped into the sea and began to swim. He was a good swimmer because he was made of wood. Pinocchio soon saw Geppetto in his little boat. His father waved to him, and Pinocchio waved back. Suddenly, a big wave splashed over the boat. Geppetto and the boat sank under the water. Pinocchio looked and looked for Geppetto, but he could not find him. Finally, he swam back to land and sat down to rest. He felt very sad. A short time later, Pinocchio saw the old woman again. She was carrying two jugs of water. The old woman stopped and gave him a drink.
"Geppetto went under the sea," Pinocchio said. "I can't find him."
"You must be very tired and hungry," the woman said. "Come home with me, and I will give you a piece of bread."
At the old woman's house, Pinocchio ate some bread. But he did not want to sleep. He wanted to find Geppetto.
"How can I find my father?" he asked the old woman.
"You must not look for him," said the old woman. "The sea is dangerous, and it is full of sharks. You must go to school and be a good boy. That is what your father wants. Then maybe you can be a real boy."
Then Pinocchio looked hard at the old woman.
"You look like a friend of mine," he said. "The good fairy."
"I am the good fairy," cried the old woman. "But I am old now. You are a puppet, Pinocchio. You will never grow old."
"But I don't want to be a puppet," cried Pinocchio. "I want to be a real boy. What must I do?"
"You must leave here and go to school," said the fairy. "That will make your father very proud."
So Pinocchio went back to his father's empty house. The next morning, he went to school. But the other boys laughed when they saw a puppet in the classroom. One boy pulled his hat off. Another boy painted a moustache on his wooden face. One naughty boy even pulled his nose.
"Stop that!"
Pinocchio said, and he pushed the boy away. Pinocchio worked hard at school, but the other children were always naughty. One morning, they decided to play a terrible trick on Pinocchio.
"There's a great shark in the sea," one of the boys told the puppet as they walked to school. "It's as big as a mountain. We're going to see it. Do you want to come?"
Pinocchio wanted to go to school, but he also wanted to see the sea. He wanted to find his father, Geppetto. When the boys came to the seashore, Pinocchio looked out over the water.
"Where is the shark?" he asked.
The boys laughed.
"I think it's in bed," said one.
"Maybe it's at the shops," said another.
Pinocchio saw that it was a trick. There was no shark.
Why did you bring me here? He asked.
Because you always listen to the teacher, said one of the boys. We want you to be naughty like us.
But I want to go to school. I want to be good so I can be a real boy, said Pinocchio.
Then some of the boys took Pinocchio's books and threw them at him. The books did not hurt because Pinocchio was made of wood. But one of the books hit a boy called Lampwick on the head. He fell down on the sand. Pinocchio ran over to the boy.
Are you all right, Lampwick? He asked.
Suddenly, a policeman and a big dog appeared.
What's happening here? Said the policeman.
I'm helping my friend, Lampwick, replied Pinocchio. Someone threw this book at him.
The policeman picked up the book.
Is this your book? He asked the puppet.
Yes, it's mine, said Pinocchio.
Come with me, the policeman said. We're going to the police station.
At that moment, the wind blew Pinocchio's hat off his head. Pinocchio ran to pick up his hat, but he didn't stop. He ran and ran.